views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is July the 10th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. It's a Monday, and so happy to have you all listening to the show and being a part of the show. Looking forward to it. So let's get to it. We got a lot that's going on. So just learned that there is a new show coming on right after Tando Radio Show. For all of you Black Talk Radio listeners, definitely hang around for the new show after this one. It's going to be Melanated Roots is going to be coming on. So it's a new show being brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And this network is extremely, extremely important. And the reason why it's here is because of you and because of people like you and because of us and because of individuals that have decided to make sure that this network is here and to do all their parts and everything else. And that's why we're here. This is why we have the shows, the programs that we have, and why we're growing in the way that things are being growing. And we want that to continue to go forward, and we want you to be a part of that. So how can you do that to make sure that this network is always on air? Make sure you give some of your financial energy to this network to ensure that it is here on every day with all the programs that have been brought to you as it continues to grow. And you can do that by going to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you do that, you will see on the homepage there's a donation prompt that's there. If you would please so engage that donation prompt, give whatever it is you can give. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, you can support the network as well as giving, being a part of its social media network, and that is known as BTR Community. You can find it on You can find it on Black Talk Radio Network's website, or you can go to it individually at www.btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com. And by you doing that and supporting that, that will also support Black Talk Radio Network. And what's so good about that overall process is that you are able to engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected, such as your identity being sold to any bidder, or you being adversely affected by your postings, your comments, your friends posting, someone else posting on your post or whatever. and you could be adversely affected by that in so many different ways, because there is data mining. People can go and look, see what's there, and it may not represent who you truly are, or just some things that you want to keep private. And remember, anything that you put on the internet is not private anymore. So definitely go to a more holistic way of doing things, and that is what BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you can engage in all of the social media activities that you engage in other places, which is not free. It costs many so much more. But you can actually get where you could have collective prudence with like-minded people and with a network that will not sell you out. So very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community. It's $24 a year for the whole year for you to post, and you can promote yourself, your business. You can promote events that you think are relevant. And so do that with BTR Community. And that also assists Black Talk Radio Network. So come on over. Definitely do that. Something that needs to be done, and looking forward to developing that with you all. One second. Also, if you would like to, oops, get my mic is a little messed up. If you would like to engage in acquiring real money, you could do that with us via Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint. And by doing that, you can actually, even though you're not paid as a lady or a gentleman or as a king or queen, you could actually save as that and become your own bank as well. Very, very important, especially for the future, some of the things that we're going to be seeing and some of the things that we're going to have to deal with and some of the things that we'll be in contention with. You want to be in a position of advantage, and you can do that by having real money. And we're going to continue that series on fake wealth a little bit later on this week. We'll probably have a part two. I think it's very, very important for that. Some very, very good information that needs to get out to you all, and we intend to bring that to you, and hopefully this is something that you appreciate as we appreciate you. So go to Prosperity Mint and get your real money, okay, and saving real money. Also, every one of you would like to, well, wait, before I do that, let me just get into our, also, everyone, please definitely support, hopefully I didn't lose it all. No, I don't think we did. Okay, cool, there it is. Thought I messed up. Also, everyone, please support my man, Michael Emmanuel, and you could do that by going to the GoFundMe campaign. Michael is coming off of chemotherapy that he had last month, and he needs some things to just assist his body to help it to get balanced and get back to where he should be in a healthy state, and to allow the body to heal from the chemo, the poisons, and just so that the cancer will not come back as well. You could do that by going to GoFundMe.com/SUY5P-3500. And you'll see my man, Michael Emmanuel, right there, and check out the GoFundMe campaign. Thank you all that are participating. Definitely greatly appreciate it. We're going to get him exactly what it is that he needs, and the young man needs your overall assistance right now so that he can get through where he is. And that's what we should be doing, is assisting where we can, when we can, and how we can. And that's what we do. So looking forward to that. And Jada and Will, VP, if you're listening to the show, give me a call today after Tando Radio Show. Please, please do that. Jada and Will, give me a call. Also, right after Tando Radio Show, 15 minutes after, for those of you that are in our Trade Coin Club and are in the trading the cryptocurrencies, we're going to have a call after. It's going to be 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show. So 15 minutes after the hour, give us a call. You already know how to get there. For those of you that have signed up and didn't finish the process, make sure that you are on that as well, if you can be on that. Very, very important. It's a lot of great information. Just need to catch you up. I wasn't able to do it last week. Last week I was so swamped, so now I'm kind of caught up. So definitely, for those of you that are in our trade, our cryptocurrency, the Tradecoin Club, definitely we'll have a conference after Tando Radio Show. Let's do it this way. Give me 30 minutes. 30 minutes after, because I need to talk to Jada and Will really quickly. So for those of you that are in the cryptocurrencies and Tradecoin Club, sign up for it. Definitely jump on there, Will, and talk. Start this off. A lot of things is happening. Just want to get you some information and help you guys out. So we'll do that. So and those of you that would like to engage in the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us via www.ourcrypto.currency. That's all one word, lowercase, is rcryptocurrency.com. And that will lead you to a sign-up page. You'll see DREN, that would be me, DREN86, that would be me. And sign up there for the Tradecoin Club. And let me just give you all really quickly an update on what we're doing, what I was doing, what I'm doing there. Is done really well. I was kind of really, really surprised. Roughly around... Oh, shoot, I did the numbers, and I forgot. Roughly around, been in it since May the 8th, so we've been in it for 2 months, and we are right at $1,000 per month that that I've gained from that. It actually would have been more, but I wanted to make sure that they actually paid out. So I actually had a payout come to me. And so with that, I gained in the 2 months, roughly, even with the payout, it was still right around $1,000 a month that I gained from that. So doing very, very well, very pleased with it. And it's very easy to do. You should get involved in it. And this is something that you should own. And what I mean by own, because you don't control cryptocurrencies. Very, very important that we know the fundamental truths about it. And we talk about it from time to time. We'll have another show about that. So you could do the same and even more. And would like to help you do that. But that's what I've done in the month. From my initial deposit, and would love to, you know, if you want to have any questions about it, text me at 951-790-8330.
Hey, David.
And would definitely, or sign up there. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, quick announcement. I forgot about it, or I would have sent it to you earlier, but for all the hosts that's on the platform, not just the digital radio station that we're on, but the Black Talk Radio Network platform, because we have independent stations and people posting podcasts, the stats for June without last night by email, and we combine the podcast stats with the live stats for the digital station, so it's all in one. And that went out to the host and the donors, those who have made a financial contribution in 2017 to the Black Talk Media Project. So just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, great.
I forgot. One more thing. June was our biggest month thus far in 2017 in terms of distribution.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Definitely. I saw that you sent it, and I was meaning to check it out. So I definitely will check it out. So that's good. Congratulations to everyone that works with BTR community, from the host to you, the listeners, to Scotty, all of us. Definitely greatly appreciate it. So let's continue to grow this. Definitely need to do it. And I'm going to definitely check that out and probably talk about it on the show tomorrow, too, as well, because that is some great accomplishment. And we only want this to grow. So let me just one second. 1 second, you all. So definitely engage in that. And so I'll look at that. I didn't get to do that. One second, trying to do, you know me, y'all, doing two things at one time. Got to send out this real quick, this text real quick. So definitely great job for all of you. Thank you so much, and just look forward to growing this to even further. So we're definitely going to get into that. Oh, I forgot, those of you that would like to acquire precious metals, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. So 1 second. Sorry, you all, I can't not. This is important. Got. Second.
Yeah, so why you do that, Dave? You was talking about that cryptocurrency. I've been seeing articles about it, man, about people who like started off with $12, man, and turned it into thousands. I was like, wow.
I'm going to tell you something in a minute, but go ahead, finish your saying. Thanks, Scotty.
No, I was just trying to give you time, you know, to pull it up, but I've been seeing a lot of buzz about that.
Yes, it is. You know, I actually talked to some of the people that's in our club. Let me tell you one of the things that I did, and I would like to share this with you all. Well, I made a very, very small investment, and I had some time to sit down with someone very important to me today. I made a very small investment, and I meant to do more, but because I was busy and running around and everything else, I didn't complete it, and it's tedious, it's involved. Well, I made a very, very small investment but it was a significant one, but it was still small. It was much smaller than what I wanted to do. I was going to do a whole lot more because I've had cryptocurrencies for a very long time that I never used. I just held on to it and didn't really watch it too much because I just was busy doing everything else. Well, let me tell you what happened. Made a very, very small investment that turned in a, you ready? In a 2.5 week time frame, maybe even less. If I count the days, it would have been, less than 2 weeks, only 10 days. My small investment, under $2,000, went from $2,000 to $73,000 that I could have sold on this one cryptocurrency, on this one token within the crypto field. But I decided not to because the individual, I've been following him. I know his stuff. You should definitely look. His name is Reggie Middleton. He has a token named Vertasium. And it blew up. Let me tell you where it went. It went from where I initially bought it, around $6. You all ready? It went up to $355. Then it went up to $538 at different intervals, and it went up to there. All those, I did not move to sell because it is I'm in it for a reason. Because it's a great platform, and this brother is just, I've followed him. I called him and talked to him. He said he's going to come on the show, but I know he's been extremely busy because when I called and talked to him, said he was going to come on the show to explain what he has and what he's doing. A couple of days later, 2 days later, it went over to $355.35. And so, yes, there's a lot of things that's going on there. There are some formulas that I follow. For those of you that are in the cryptocurrencies with us, I will be giving you some things. It takes time to get into this stuff. It's tedious. You don't want to make any mistakes. There's a lot of things. So definitely you can do that. I've been doing really, really well and expected to do well is also. But see, my theory on this and why I'm doing it is never changed. I've always said that you definitely should own cryptocurrencies. It's not money. It's not money. It's what it says. And it's nothing new. It's nothing new. But there's some fundamental things that you could do. In the future, I'll just say this. Then we'll get into today's show. This is why it's so important. Every single person that has a cell phone, every single person that in the world that has a cell phone will have cryptocurrency in the future. Because that's just, and this is an opportunity, but don't overextend yourself. Know what it is that you're doing. Realize that this is still a part of the same investment gamble that all others are. And no, this is not sticking it to the man or anything else like a lot of them try. No, it's still the same system because it's using the internet, and there are some very, very challenging headwinds and very challenging obstacles that you need to be aware of. Make one mistake and you can inadvertently make a mistake and lose all of your investment. Very easy, on just by making a keystroke mistake. So you have to be, it's many things, there's fundamental things that you have to do, and my main thing is to use it to leverage to get real hard assets, and doing really, really, really well. I'm pleased with it, so definitely would share that with you all, and then help you also. My thing is, I'm not a financial advisor. I just do some of my things, and I do some legwork and trying to find different, which they're called is like ICOs. ICOs is initial coin offering, just like an IPO, which is initial public offering. The thing is that you always want to get founder stock and things, because when you get founder stock and things, you don't care about where you got in. You want to get in before the general. You just want it to go on the floor and be traded. So as soon as it goes on the floor and be traded, you are made. So ICOs is initial coin offerings before they're available to the overall public, and then once they're made to the public, it's crazy. So one of these, the ICO that I got into was in Rotasium before it exploded, and I knew it would be because the brother Reggie Middleton is phenomenal. We're going to have Reggie on, so just to let you know, it works. If you like to do it with us, definitely can do it with us through Trade Coin Club, which is easy. Then there's some things you should be doing on your own, some things that you should be knowing. Don't overextend yourself. Know what it is that you're doing, and you'll be fine. So I know it's worked for me, else I wouldn't bring it to you the way it is. And that's something that there is possibilities. Yes, there is possibilities for you to lose and not do well and everything else. Yes, that there's definitely. But as far as since I've been in it, it's been a win. And I got in it a long time ago, in 2000 and just before Mount Gox. I purchased some Bitcoin, and no one hardly even knew about Bitcoin, and had got some, acquired some Bitcoin. Then I sold some, and then Mount Gox got hit in the count that I had only had real, real small, and that got hit. So I was meaning to get back into cryptocurrencies in a very bigger way, because I knew it was going to do well, and I'll tell you why for those of you that are in our group. I'll share that with you why, and to see where it is right now. I knew it was going to go here, but because of my busy schedule, I wasn't always involved. But my thing is that always to warn people that this isn't what you actually think it is. There's a whole lot more to it, and if you think that way, you'll protect yourself accordingly.
Hey, Dave.
All right? There's some opportunities, huge. Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, see, that's why I appreciate you so much over some of these other people, because you tell people you're not a financial advisor, but you share your real life experience. That's what you're doing. You're just telling people what you have done, what you have experienced, and what your understanding of these different vehicles are. as opposed to other people who will sell you some pie on the sky in the sky and buy my flashcards and no, it's not a gamble. You know, you let people know there is risk involved. And that's all. That's all I ask people to do. Just be honest with the people. You know, an ethical person won't have a problem with being honest. But, you know, there are other people out there, oh, I got the master plan and this and that is no risk. And if you do what I say, then you will become rich, too. And those are usually snake oil salesmen. So I appreciate you and your honesty, Dave.
Man, Scotty, that's why we on this network, because that's who you are. That's what we do. That's what our listeners expect. So that's, you know, it's a lot to it. It's a whole story behind it. I don't believe the story that they tell you about this whole thing. There's much more to it. And all those that engage with me, if you'd like to find out what my thoughts are, I'll tell you, and the reason why I think this way. And the things that I can show you that substantiate and validate what we say. And so I realize what it is. I'm going to tell you what this is, ladies and gentlemen. Cryptocurrency is the wave of the future, just like the internet was. But it comes with some hidden poisons. There are people that are going to see in this initial stage, in these initial parts, they want the system to do really well. And for people to do really, really well, so people to do what? Do like the roaring 20s, I mean, just like before the Great Depression, overextend themselves and get smashed because they will never see the truth of what's really going on. Now, is it going to be here for a long time? Yes. Yes, it's going to be here forever. It's the cashless society, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is, and is, you know. So, but we'll get with everyone that if you would like to join in with us on Trade Coin Club. That's, you definitely can do it. It's easy to trade. You know, you can for a minimum cash investment, because this is something that you can't control. It's something that you own. It could go to, you could lose, it could go to zero, or you could do well. Now, when I did as well as I did with Vertasium, I didn't go crazy or didn't think that, you know, anything else. I was cool with it. It did what I expected to do, but I didn't expect it to do it that quickly. But I know the product that Reggie's doing it, and Reggie's work, I've known Reggie's work for a very long time. So I didn't have a problem, but I expected to do a whole lot more. So I was, you know, able to sit tight and just let it go by and wait for my overall plan, because I think it's very important to have a plan. And when you have a plan and you make an investment that you can lose, then you don't tie your emotions into it. Very, very important, because the system works off emotions. And if you can be emotionless in your decisions, then the system's tricks and objectives don't wage as well or as heavy against you. The system used the whole, from all trading platforms, stock market, bond, all of that, the whole market is run off of, the economy is run off of emotions. It's one of the fundamental tangible assets in order for a market to be moved, is that you have to have human emotion. You have to have human energy, frequencies. That's what it really is. So very, very, very important. So definitely let's jump into what's in the news, and then we're going to get to today's show. Today's show is the spirit of the law, harmonic frequencies. The spirit of the law, harmonic frequency. So we're going to take a look at some things, and we're going to read an article. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue. I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. And looking forward to talk to you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, okay? So looking to work with you all via collective prudence, because we all need each other. Let me see, 1 second. So let's jump into what's in the news. Let me just fix my computer's running a little slow. Okay, well, here we go. All right, 1 second. Let me pull this up. Here we go. All right, so jumping into what's in the news. And the first article that posted was, first article comes from Waking Times, the science of curing cancer and other diseases with sounds and resonance frequency. Very, very important. Walking Times. And we're going to definitely jump into this. Sound healing is not a new method of healing. It's been around since at least an inventor of the Royal Rife frequency machine. But I actually say it goes way past Dr. Rife. It goes way much, much further. Dr. Rife did have a frequency machine that was very, very, the Rife machine was very, very effective, but it didn't start there. So ancient indigenous cultures, including the Egyptians, Tibetan Sumerians, etc., understood the power of vibrations more than 5,000 years ago for treating a whole handbag of full of illnesses. So, but not only it goes back even further than 5,000 years, ladies and gentlemen, it goes back millions and millions and millions of years. It's been around forever. It's been around because you are a resonating frequency. So we're going to take a look at that. Check out that. Next article I posted from South China Morning Post. Military bans posed to unveil age-old weapon. The People's Liberating Army, Hong Kong Police, and the Hong Kong Association ban will march into Hong Kong for an extraordinary gathering of musical might. Once again, the power of frequencies. And we'll tie these two into what's today's show is very, very important. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from the anti-media. I posted this one from anti-media. And this one, Chicago's terrible plan to force high school kids into the military. Chicago, Illinois has a chronic inflating state problem designed at, In order to eradicate the symptoms, Mayor Rahm Emanuel has decided to attack those who suffer from it and not the actual root of the problem. And this is going to where they're trying to. I think the first time I heard about this, I'm not quite sure. I think it was Jerry Arraz that had mentioned something on this line. I'm not quite sure. And that was the first time that I heard about it, but posted this. This was something that I thought we definitely should take a look at. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from MyDailyInformer.com. Fukushima leak. Biggest threat to humanity on Earth. Fukushima rain water is the cause of over 10 million deaths in the United States, Canada, and the UK. Far worse than economic or social problem, the major threat to survival of the human species are the threats of nuclear war and environmental catastrophes. Let's take a few examples. The nuclear disaster in the reactor of Chernobyl in the Ukraine 30 years ago. So check out that article. And then there was something that goes along with this. I don't know if I posted it in here. Yeah, I did. So we'll get there. It was another thing. I wonder if this played into it as well. But definitely the overall event that many preppers prepare for has already happened. It happened when that earthquake hit Fukushima. That was the overall major event. And that's what it is about this system, is that it subtly moves in it doesn't make one big, because then people would be aware. It's a slow process. So a very methodical, asymmetric process. So check out that. Next article from All News Pipeline. 2013 media shower. Moon story is recycled in 2017. Predictive programming. Check out that article. A lot going on in our solar system or in our neighborhood, our celestial neighborhood. I don't like to use terminology that the system does, because that has real meanings in things that we don't always know, and I don't want to be casting any different unwarranted spells. So check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post. I posted this one from the South China Morning Post. What the next Korean War may look like. Negotiations with North Korea won't work, and the sanctions route is blocked by China. U.S. policymakers may soon find themselves thinking the unthinkable. Watch how long dismiss the possibility of U.S. military action against North Korea's weapons program as unthinkable. Check out that article. It's all coming to that. Next article, got this one from Russia Insider. The Saudi king to visit Moscow inside the budding friendship. This is very significant in what's going on in the world, because this is all a part of, this isn't the first time. It was a couple of, during 2013, the overall individual that was known as Bandar Bush, working the intelligence for Saudi Arabia, went and made a threat to what many say went to Putin after there was an attack on in their train station, which changed the overall direction of Moscow, was one of the key things to the change of Russia. And think that there was a threat by the Saudis, and then the individual Bandar Bush all of a sudden disappeared, never to be heard of again. So a lot going on. Next article, got this one from Sputnik News. Global warming could transform Africa barren region into a lush greenery. So check out that article. Very, very important. Great article. One of Africa's driest regions could be transformed into a very wet one over the next century as a result of global warming. There is no such thing as global warming from the standpoint of what man has, in my opinion, what man has said. This is the actual process that man can interfere scientifically and blame it on its, and the system will do it and blame it on the overall everyday life of the citizens and tax you and make you pay for it. And then guess what? We buy it and we buy the story and we get totally devastated. So it says a new study has found located the south of the Sierra and the north of the Sudan savannah belt extends from Senegal into the west into Sudan in the east. So this whole area. Now, let me tell you why the significance of this is so important. Why? Very important that this says over the next century. Let me tell you why, in my opinion, why this is so important. This is so important because of this. This is just my opinion. It's because it's because 100 years from now, I think the overall new superpower that's going to be taking over in the next couple of years, known as China, will be unwinding, and there will be a new superpower, and it will come out of the continent of Africa. This is the cyclical movement until we break the chain. This is the cyclical movement until we break the chain of subjugation and enslavement. So check out that article. Very, very important. So that's just me. Next article. This one comes from Russia Insider. Russia-China alliance is real, and the U.S. is the big loser. Check out that article. I'm going to hurry up here. Next article from Russia Insider. The next move in Syria will show whether Trump and Putin's cooperation is real. Check out that. Next article. Love this. This is a good article. Check out this DNA evidence. Oh, where did I get this from? Excuse me. Got this one from Ben, Breaking Israel News. Was where I got it from. DNA evidence revealing true origins of ancient Egyptians may prove biblical linkage. Move this down, and it says, the short sub says, of these were the isles of the nations divided into the land, everyone after his tongue, after their families and their nations, Genesis 10. And so it says, in a scientific first, DNA taken from Egyptian mummies have been decoded, producing unexpected results about the true origin of the Egyptian people. And it goes back to what they say the lineage connection is to Ham and Cush. So check out that article. Next article, this one came from the DailyMail.co, which is a British publication. North Korea's long-range missiles may be able to carry several nukes. And let me just tell you this real quickly about North Korea, in my opinion. Yes, North Korea has had nukes for a while because of the natural resources that North Korea... Getting nuclear technology is very expensive. In order for you to get it, there are certain elements that you have to have. Silver. North Korea has a large amount of silver, rare earth minerals, and silver. This is why, and I'm going to have a show just on this, but this is, in my opinion, this is why this area has been targeted. And this is the only reason why this area has been targeted, because of the natural resources that lie within that border. This country has nukes, and it's had nukes for a while. So it's some of the assets that we don't cherish. Those that know do. They understand the importance of it, because there are certain things that, you know, it's just like if you're going to... I'm going to put it this way, in terms of basketball. If you have a team of football players, and there's a bunch of, you just use this as an example because most of us do, a bunch of football players think that they should be paid what NFL players get paid. NFL players think that they should be get paid. Well, I won't say that all of them do, but there are movements from individuals that are saying that NFL players should be paid as much as or equal to NBA players. And here's the thing about that, and I never do this, but just to make the point, that is completely two different fields of talents and abilities. Football players, you could have some of the best football players in the world. Right? I mean, legends, all-time super Hall of Fame greats, and they couldn't survive on the basketball court at all. Can't play it, can't do it, just can't do it. But it's easier for a basketball player to play football than it is for a football player to play basketball. There were some, exceptions. Allen Iverson was one, because the brother is just, you know, athletically talented beyond compare. But very few football players, if any, and the best football players, I'm talking about the best football players, could not play in the NBA or get anywhere near the NBA. It was a couple of players that could. Terrell Owens was a real good player. But reason being is this. It's a different skill level. It's a different talent level. If you want to build a NBA team, you don't go to a football field to get it. To do it. I say that just to make this point with you all. In order to control the world, you don't go to the NFL player, you go to the NBA player, because their overall abilities and their overall athletic talent is much generally more than a football player's talent, even though it's two different fields.
Hey, Dave,
players that couldn't do it. But, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, man. Now, I don't mean to go off topic, but I got to say this.
No,
Dave,
you're good.
Yeah, I got to say this. Now, to what you were talking about, basketball players play 82 games a season, all right? Football players only play 16 games. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a big difference in the time.
Huge difference.
That they're out there. But the NFL and the NBA has a players union, correct? And those player unions in the past have threatened to go on strike if they didn't raise the salary cap so that they could pay players bigger contracts, more money. Now, Dave, this is why I'm trying to look for the right word here. This is why at times I get frustrated. I don't get mad or angry because I know, you know, this is just how people talk sometimes. But being that I'm an abolitionist and I'm trying to get people to realize that the 13th Amendment, the spirit was to abolish slavery, but the letter of the law actually enslaves. Okay, if you read it, if you follow me. So this is why I don't like comparing professional athletes to our brothers and sisters on prison slave plantations, because they don't have a union, they don't have agent and things of that nature. So I just had to say that, Dave.
Definitely. That's so true. And you know, we need to break up there's so many things that we need to break up, but that is the most important. There's a couple of ways for us to get to where we're going. One, we have to break up the system. And that system is that you cannot allow anyone to subjugate or enslave you. We have to know where we are. Then we have to align ourselves with assets that would be able to have maintain our standard of living and our quality of life and give us some sustainability. Then when you do that, there is no need for a boss. There is no need for this system.
And not only
that is,
Dave,
something that we got to do.
But not only that, if you're able to provide for all of your needs and your family's needs, then it's less likely that you're going to be forced to be out here committing crimes of survival.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. This whole thing is completely rigged. It's completely rigged. It's made to foster and create and to repopulate. That is because it is the foundation of enslavement. And this is, let me tell you why this is so important, what Scotty and what Max do is so important. Do you realize that every single person in this country has already been subjugated to enslavement? Here's why. Very, very important. Do you know how many laws that they have on the book? Do you know that every single person, they write all those books, I mean, all those laws so that you can break them? And as, you know, with the New Abolition radio show and what Scotty and Max do, they tell you, what's the so-called exception in the 13th Amendment? Is if you what? Were convicted of a crime. And they write all of these laws so that you will be a breaker of their law. And then this is what they do. You'll accept that, yes, I broke the law, so I should, you know, be a part. This is what we need. We think that we need laws. No, we've never needed laws. That's always what man has used as a way to subjugate and enslave those that don't know what the true objective is. That's why you have laws, is to enslave. Because slavery has never ended. There is no profitable business that has ever gone out of business. It doesn't happen. That's an oxymoron. That's like freezer burn. It doesn't happen. So, and it's critical that we know these things and structure ourselves accordingly to it, because there is no such thing that we buy off, oh, this person, they shouldn't have did this, they shouldn't have did that, and everything else. Well, see, what we don't really look at, what we do here, but what society doesn't look at, is that the overall system aggravated and created that environment for that exact same thing to happen. That person was victimized. They were that was where the slave catchers go, as so often you'll always hear Scotty classify them, and many of you, the slave catchers. This is the net that is thrown, and we accept it, those of us that think that we're not enslaved, those of us that think that we're free. But how can you be free in a system that has a malevolent plan to fulfill and imprison and enslave people, as many people as it possibly can? But we uphold it because we have become just like them. And it's very important, in my opinion, that we break that. So I was talking about North Korea on this standpoint. North Korea has the ability to put an NBA team together and run and do well and be relevant. What I mean, I'm using this as basketball as example, because North Korea has rare earth minerals, and more importantly, North Korea has a large deposit of silver. Any country that has silver and controls a large deposit of silver has the ability and has the means with all and the to develop the technology necessary to subjugate and enslave not only the so-called citizens within its created borders, but those outside of it as well. That's the big push. That's why that whole thing is. That's what this is really, really all about. And so this they've had nukes, and they're going to use it. They're going to use those to their benefit. And this is what this is how the system is able to enslave. They're all in cahoots together. But didn't mean to go off too far with that, but I just wanted to say that. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Geopolitical Alert. The Saudis are bombing their own people, and nobody's talking about it. So check out that one. All right, let me hurry up here. Next article, I got this one from Press TV, which is a Iranian publication. Israel says not bound by the U.S. and Russian truth in Syria. These truths never last. It's a repositioning for it to get worse. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from Lying Like a Fox News. Man, one day I happen to just, I don't watch the news and everything else. I just happened to watch a couple of the American news. Boy, the propaganda on there is so thick. See, it's so funny because, Lying Like a Fox News, they write propaganda that will foster and feed a ideology and a falsehood, and that falsehood is of, you already know what it is, it's a racially motivated agenda that they have, and then the other network does it the other way. Cerebrally naive network, and they all are working in cahoots with each other, and it's so obvious. Because I said, wait a minute, a long time ago, wasn't this dude on Cerebrally Naive Network? Because I wasn't real, I just saw the individual.
MSNBC,
because the agenda is the same.
Yeah, MSNBC. Yeah. People will leave Fox News and go to MSNBC. It's like, It's like, when you was on that network, you sound like a right winger. Now you on this other network. So these are just people who are paid to say whatever their master tells them to say, whatever whoever runs the network tells them to say. But Dave, I don't know if you can see the board, but you got a couple of callers.
Oh, I didn't even know that. No, I didn't. Thank you, Scotty, because I was on another one. Sorry about that. We got a couple of callers in queue. Real quick, let's go to hold on, Mel. We're going to go to Jada and Will first. Welcome, Jada and Will. You're giving us a call. Thank you for giving us a call. You're on air. What's going on, fam?
Hey. Oh, hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Brother Scotty. Good. I have a question, or I guess I'm inquiring about, there was this guy, you guys remember the guy a few years back, he now lives in Russia, but he was the one who brought out all that information about the United States spying on everybody.
Snowden,
that's it.
Edward Snowden.
And so why would you get mad at somebody because deep down inside y'all really know the truth that y'all are the terrorists, and he just blew the whistle
right.
on y'all. He was just a whistleblower. But you get mad because, that's stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because my sister, so if he comes back to the United States, they would charge him with treason?
Yep.
Or what? But how are they going to charge him with treason, but they're the ones doing the dirt, and he didn't even know all the stuff was going on until he realized in the back of his head, working for the military, like these people is terrorists. They have all of us posted all around the world spying.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, baby. Hold on, girl. I'm sorry. Spying for everybody else. A little terrorist. Y'all, so we really I see why folks is mad. You know what I'm saying? I see why countries are angry and frustrated and pissed off. And even here, they spying on us here. I mean, it's unreal, you know, because me and William were in the car. Long story short, I was talking to my friend, and his phone picked up, and his phone started talking, but it was through Siri. And I looked at him, and I looked at him, and he looked at me. I said, that was the weirdest thing. So if you even having a conversation, that and someone's actual phone can actually, if you have an iPhone or smartphone, can pick up the conversation, and next thing you know, they're picking
Operation
up the information.
Blue Beam. Like,
wow, what? Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We looked at each other like, what just happened? So I figured I'd ask you because that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah. Now, let me just say something because you brought some great points. Scotty said, I'm sorry, I missed your other post, Scotty, in Strategic Melanin. Sorry about that because I was, wasn't on the board. So I'm going to take a look at that. Scotty said, Eric Snowden, not stupid, it's evil. Right. As like you said, Jada, afterward. It's stupid and evil. And then Strategic Melanin said, pure insanity. And, you know, let me just say this about Snowden real quick, in my opinion, for those of you, and I don't want to get too deep in it, but let me just say this. Just like everything that you see, every person that you see on TV, the TV is only for actors and entertainers. It's the only thing that TV was created for, acting and entertaining in order to get about the propaganda that the system wants you to see. The people that you see on the news, the people that you see in sports, they all have a role to play. It's the entertainment that also fosters and develops and harbors the agenda of what's going on. And I say that for this reason. What the story about Edward Snowden, first of all, Edward Snowden said that he was in Hawaii. And this dude looked just like he powdered when he first left. There's no way in the world that he was in Hawaii and looking like powder. Y'all remember that thing, powder?
Yeah.
I remember. But not only that, this is that whole story is unbelievable. Is not credible to me. This is what the information that they wanted to get out. Let me tell you why they wanted it to get out. Because that's the purge that is going to be necessary for the new superpower to come in for the rest of the world to say, yes, we need something different. And what we need to be different is we need these groups of people, this government over here, that won't be as tyrannical as the last one we all just had to deal with for the past 70, 85 years, 200 and 400 years. We need a new direction. And guess what happens? Nothing changes. The system remains the same. They create the crisis that turns into a conflict and then gives you a solution. And then what does that do? It fosters their agenda. So, one, the whole story that he said, if he was able to garnish all of that information with the overall, the redundant, so-called redundant security apparatus that was there, no, wouldn't have been able to get away with it. That was leaked necessarily, and they created the perfect drama for everybody to fall in for it. As long as we participate in this system, as long as we give energy to this system, this beast will live, grow, and be healthy. So, great, great point. Jada, call me after Tando, real quick.
Okay.
You and VP. I think we lost.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
No, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's no problem. I appreciate you answering that because I was like, what? Okay. All right, thank y'all.
Yeah, okay. Hit me up after Tando. All right, listen, y'all, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I got Mel, hold on. My man Roz, hold on. We're going to come right back to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Sorry, you heard me sing going along with the music that I was supposed to mute myself, and I didn't, so sorry about that, you all. So much love, much respect to you all. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We've got a couple of callers in queue. I'm sorry I wasn't on the board, so I didn't see some things. So I'm back on the board. I can see we got my man Mel there, and then we're going to go to Roz, and then we're going to jump back into what's in the news and then jump into today's show. So let's go to my man Mel. Mel, what's going on, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. What's your question or comment?
Peace to all the Tando family, man.
What up, brother?
Hey, like Tupac said, picture me rolling.
Yeah.
But look,
picture me.
Hey, I had a question, but y'all kind of skipped past the subject as far as the 13th Amendment with Brother Bragg's been not schooling me, but educating me on, you know, the trust that is established for you when you're born. When, you know, as soon as you're born and get a birth certificate, there's a trust established for you, basically anticipating your works in life. So I wanted to ask you, or Brother Scotty, or anybody else, with the 13th Amendment, with the slavery clause, if you're in prison, the state pays for your stay in prison, basically, the taxpayers. So are they kind of double dipping in that fund that they've established for you at birth when you're incarcerated or in the slavery status?
Well, let me. This is what I've learned. Yes, that is established, but it's not established by you. Okay, there are certain things in a trust and a foundation that is actually there. And then this is why whenever someone breaks the law, there's charges that's brought up against them, right? You hear when someone, you know, someone always, you always hear, you know, on TV say, yo, man, you got to tell me what I'm charged with. Not even thinking about what they're really saying. Who is that? Is when you go to the grocery store and you want to buy some milk, you go to the register and you look at the register and you already know what it's going to cost. And then they do what at the register? They charge you for that milk. Well, that same thing happens to you off of the shadow bond that's on you. But see, this is the thing about that bond. This is the thing about that whole thing. It was never established for your best interest. It was actually established for the overall controllers of that. If you don't control something, then that means that somebody else is controlling something of that nature, and they're not controlling it for your best interest. So, yes, there is a charge, and that charge, and most people don't know that there is actually a charge, but I don't want to go too deep into it here. This is another thing. You know, we had our Controlling the Wealth seminar, and that was one of the things that was definitely brought up. And for those that actually heard Legacy Wealth Management, the individual, Tony from Legacy Wealth Management, talk about these types of things. This is why there are things that you need to do so that you can invoke what is rightfully yours. But it requires for you to do things. And so it's very, very, very important. So it's a whole lot to it. And definitely some of the seminars that we do definitely will tell you all to find out as much as you can about it, and to properly engage everything in it, structure it correctly, and you won't have any problems at all. When I say you don't have any problems at all, I mean you don't have any problems at all, at all. So, but it's just like, I'm going to put it to you this way. It's just like the Constitution. It's just like the Declaration of Independence. those were actually a foundation and a structure that wasn't meant for you. But everybody here in this country thinks that because they were born in this country, that they have some constitutional rights. They are protected by the Constitution, not even realizing that, no, you're not. You're not a part of that. And because you're not a part of that, you continue to get run over by it. And so it's really telling. But great point, Mel. We'll definitely get into that, bruh. So at another time, because that one, that topic goes, is a very, very important topic. And then I will probably, what I'm going to try to do is get a person that I know and trust on. And for those of you that actually came in March, you know who I'm speaking of, and just were floored by the presentation. Is pretty deep. So we'll bring some of that to you in the future. So, yeah, Mel, we'll touch on that in the future.
Yeah, peace, peace. Thank you.
Peace, peace. All right, bro. Yeah, I can tell you've been hanging around my man, brother Bragg. You said peace, peace, in the same tone, the same frequency, in the same rhythm as which, because that brother Bragg has an effect on all of us. That's what I do too, Mel. Peace, peace, and get it from brother Bragg. All right, so we got another caller in queue. My man, Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Peace, man. You're speaking about resonance. Peace and love to you, Brother Mel. Brother Scotty, of course. It was great to hear his voice again. Hey, everything is good. It's been an eventful last week and change.
Yes.
Weirdly enough, we had a beautiful ceremony for my father-in-law. Of course, you're going to have the anti-black family troopers that come out to make their presence known, but you know, we had to shut that down, but it was a beautiful ceremony. He died on my wedding anniversary, June 29th. We buried him the day before my birthday, July 6th. And it was just a powerful thing. One of my brothers came through. He's from Ghana, and I actually did an appearance on his show a couple years back after Dr. Ben passed away. And he presided over the funeral, pretty much. And he had gone through a beautiful ritual. We had him dressed in white, and basically everyone in the family was dressed in white, which is the color of death in African cultures, white. That's what people wear at funerals. That's why if you look on all the temples of Kemet, you'll see all the deceased always wearing white.
Right, all in white, yes.
Absolutely. So white is actually the color of death itself, and also the color of purity in regards to the ancestors. So he was dressed in white, and there was a ritual ceremony we went through to deify him. So when everything was said and done, he was no longer just an ancestor. He was made a grandcestor, which was a beautiful ceremony. And it kind of, today, some of the things you talked about in the news made me want to touch on a couple of points here. Curing cancer with sound. Now, it's interesting because the power of sound is something, like you said, it goes back millions of years. There's a guy, a comedic priest from Egypt. He's like a Arab Egyptian, but he practices the African, the indigenous way of practicing things. And he's talked about some things on YouTube in regards to sound specifically. And I remember one lecture he discusses the temple of Aset at I believe it's at Philae Temple, the island of Philae. And there's an area that looks like the entrance to a temple, but it's like a small enough to be a shower. And he was talking about that when the temple was still being run by the priest, the high priest, that anyone who was sick would go into this special area, and the priest would actually speak in tones. And based on those tones, he would be able to basically get an X-ray of the person, what's going on with them.
Yes.
And be able to tell what was wrong with them, prescribe whatever herbs they needed. Also, they also had deities for every minute of every day. So depending on the time of the day that you had to take medication, you had to say specific prayers to that deity in charge at that time of the day, so you get the most efficacious infusion of whatever healing properties the herbs and sounds that you're saying had. This is how complex our system was. So he talks about that. Also just the power of music itself to cure people of all kinds of illnesses. that's something that's been happening for millions of years. Like you said, I mean, the most ancient instrument is the drum, and the drum has always been used for those purposes. That's what basically, that's what the deities come down to earth on and are dispelled by, are the drums. And if you go to any traditional African ceremony, you'll see that being the case all the time. So I just love that. I hope we do get into that a little bit more. Also, the article you read about the Sahel region of the Sahara turning green again. Wow, because 10 to 12,000 years ago, the Sahara was green. It was actually the green belt of the entire African continent. You had hippos there, crocodiles, all the same animals you'll see in places like Sudan and Uganda and all of these places. You'll see that you would have seen
in the rainforest there, right?
Right, and the people would actually draw the images, the pictographs of these animals on the rocks out there. Now, when the Sahara dried up about 10 to almost 6,000 years ago, that's when the Bantu people, the sub-Saharan Africans, migrated following the rain. As the Sahara dried up, they followed it to the source of the Nile River in the Uganda, Rwanda area, going up, and also in the Ethiopia area, of course, traveling up the Nile to people, Egypt. And these people also brought the mummification culture with them. They found the oldest mummy, Ouar Mujahid. He was found in the Libyan desert. He was about, I think, 9,000 years old. And it's the oldest mummy that was found at the time on the African continent. So they were saying that they found so many similarities between the way that they mummified this little boy and how the Kemetic people and Nile Valley cultural region mummified their dead. So they found that the origin of the mummy culture came from the Sahara with the Bantu people to the Nile Valley. And of course, you know, they went on to become the Sudanese, the Ethiopians, Nubians, and then the Egyptians subsequently. And these are the same people that ended up peopling the Middle East. So what you find is everything going back to the way that it used to be. And ultimately, these same pitch black people are the same people across the continent. That's why I always say, I don't care if you were kidnapped from West Africa, you're the same people as the people in the Nile Valley. That's why the Greeks called Ethiopia the entire continent. They didn't just call it that little corner of Africa today we know as Ethiopia. The quote-unquote land of the blacks, or Ethiopia, was the entire continent, because they were basically the same people, just removed by time and distance. And also, the article that discusses the Egyptians' origin in the biblical Ham, I just don't understand how you have the Egyptian culture being parent culture of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, but yet they're relating the parent culture to the child in reverse. It doesn't make sense. The term Ham itself comes from the term Cam, K-H, Cam. So they're speaking of Egypt, just using the term Ham in the first place. And if you read a book called The Ancient and Modern Britons by David Ritchie, he gets into the fact that the origin of the British culture is in Kemet. They found all kinds of evidence and proof of the Egyptians settling in that region. And all of those names you see with the term Ham at the end, like Buckingham, all of the Ham names, those are all remnants, because that name also means home in Medunetic. So Buckingham means the home that's in Bucking. You know what I mean? Like, people don't even understand the language that they're using. This is a composite Kemetic English language, English word, just like the word Jerusalem is a composite Hebrew Kemetic term. It means Heru, city of peace. The J would be an H. There was no such letter as a J until the early 1900s. So you're basically saying Jerusalem, which means Heru, city of peace. A lot of people don't understand that everything about the Bible was, for the most part, taken from Kemet and taken from a place known as Mohenjo-Daro, also known as Samaria, or Indus Kush. Right. These are the people that this came from. So ultimately, they're speaking about, and basically it's the Israelis trying to attach themselves to a history that doesn't belong to them, ultimately, because, like I said, you have the culture of the child speaking as if it's the parent. And I remember it was Dr. John Henry Clark who discussed that when the Hebrews came into Kemet, they didn't have, you know, they didn't have a people, they didn't have a language, and they didn't have a religion. But when they left, they had all three. So where did they get it from? They got it from the people that they left, that they came from, which were the Kemetic people. And ultimately, that's what I wanted to correct, was just the whole perception of that article is just completely in reverse. But again,
I posted it because it's absolutely hilarious
See, this is what I always say. You have to always be careful about history or any form of writing. See, I don't check the letter of the law. I always check the spirit of it. Because there's a language. Exactly. There's a language, a harmonic frequency, a resonance in that frequency that can't lie. You can't disguise it. But what you can disguise is you can disguise falsehoods, and you can disguise by different languages, by different writings. Is I always say that, and it's very important, because Churchill said it best: history will be kind to England because England will write it. So there's a, with everything that you come in contact with, you have to check its spirit, its energy, because it can't hide it from you once you realize that that's what you should be looking for. It can't deceive you. It will attempt to, but it won't be successful in that, because you're not looking at what people actually say. You're looking at what the spirit resonates with, because the physical saying of things is really, you know what, they say that there's no such word. Give me this a word, something that they say that there's no such word. That's not true. Every word that is spoken becomes an existence of life. Reason being is because there's a communicationness. So let's say there's a no such, there ain't. I ain't gotta, what you going, you know, round corner, just a bunch of stuff that you say. If someone can understand what you're saying and what the overall energy and what you're trying to convey to them, then there is a word. What happens is that this society needs to control people, and what do? Everything they do is by the letter of the law. If it doesn't go by this Webster's Dictionary, if it doesn't go by this writing, it doesn't go by this authorized writer, if it doesn't, author, if it doesn't come by this institution, if it doesn't come by this government, then it is not credible. And that's the opposite. It's completely the opposite. So, yeah, it's so true that they try to maneuver their overall dominance, their overall subjugation and enslavement. And we have to be wise enough to discern that. And let me tell you something. Their overall sorcery is so great. They'll make you think that just because something comes from a different particular region of the world, it has all the cultural colors, this, and this, but if it's void of the true spirit and the true harmonic resonance, that's something that they've made up. You're looking at a prop. And so a lot of props are being erected, and that's really what Roz is saying. It's a bunch of props that is being erected, because a prop is not, it's a figment of the truth. It has no truth in it at all. So true, yeah. Brother Ross.
I was going to say too. If you look at the word Israel, it's the term IS was the Greek variation for the name Oset or Isis. Ra, of course, would be the deity of the solar force, and then El would be the one God. So you have the Trinity right there. The name Israel, stolen from Kemet. And then if you look at the term Paris. Paris is a composite Egyptian word. The word per, or P-E-R, in Egyptian means house. I-S also was a French variant stolen from the Greek, with the name Isis. So Paris means house of Osset, or house of Isis. At the Temple of Notre Dame, that is the oldest temple dedicated to Osset in Europe, outside of the African continent. And if you go in the basement of that church, you'll still find the carving of Peru and Osset in the walls to this day. So a lot of people don't know that. I actually wrote about that in an essay that was published of mine. And then lastly, I wanted to say there's a great book. It's over 900 pages long. It's called Doomsday Medicine. It's about $40-something. I saw it for on Amazon. But it is a powerful text. It has all kinds of great information about things you can do in the event of a doomsday scenario to facilitate medicinal care using household items, everyday things. And it's something that can save a life, especially if you're in a situation where you can't get to emergency care, and it deals with all kinds of things, whether it's broken bones, poisoning, different illnesses, and it just has all kinds of different natural things and things you can use that are easily accessible to basically cure yourself or cure someone else in a doomsday scenario. And it's about 900 plus pages, maybe almost 1,000 pages long. It's called Doomsday Medicine. I'm forgetting the name of the author right now, but I think I posted it on BTR last night, but I just wanted to kind of mention it on the air so people can look into it. I would say it's probably as important as, what is that book by Jethro? Back to Eden. I would say it's probably as important mm-hmm. as Back to Eden as far as the information that's in that text. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Thanks again. I'll just put myself in the queue and continue to enjoy the show. And if something else comes up that I can chime in on, then I definitely will. But thanks again, Brother Dave and Scotty, for everything you guys do.
Big Rise, man, much love, much respect, much energy we are sending out to you and family. Absolutely, absolutely love you, family, and appreciate you so much as always. And we shared in the service, the eternal service of recognition of your father-in-law, which is now our one of our leading guides that we can always confer with by way of the frequencies for eternity. So, brother, thank you. Thank your family for who you are, what we do, and looking forward to only growing. As you know, as always, remember, it's never goodbye. As always, you know, I mean, what I always say is that the misery of the physical death is you know, something that was conquered, but the promise of peace is eternal. And your father-in-law is at his rightful place at the appropriate time. And this is the ancients that we have to always to confer with. And we still do if we practice this whole eternal language, this whole eternal sphere, this whole eternal existence. Then what happens is that you don't even realize your overall physical age, because there is none. Time and a watch was something that was used as a device, and it has become a device that's been used to make sure that the subjugation and enslavement of mankind is on time. But we should always be late for that one, but always in the eternal space that we have, because that's really the truth. If you want to be there or not, you're going to be there, so we might as well do the best that we possibly can with it. And I know that's what your father is doing, and looking forward to sharing that with you, brother, and with your family as well, because he has gone to and is doing the most beautiful thing. He's made the great transformation. It was beautiful when we came, and it's beautiful where we go. So looking forward to it as myself. So big up, Shiraz. At any time, jump back in. All right, so it's a couple of things. We got one more caller that's there. Hold on 1 second, call. I think it's Brother Davis. Real quick, I want to knock out these two, these two. Hold on 1 second, Brother Davis. These two articles. Real quick, posted this one from Mail Online. Kim Jong-un smokes a cigarette besides North Korea's ICBM. And I bust out laughing. I said, man, laughing out loud, he's about to smoke himself. Shake his head, shaking my head. He's smoking a cigarette next to ICBM ballistic missile that they was about to test. But check out that article. And then it's a couple of more, but I don't like to keep our callers waiting. So let me jump to Brother Davis real quick, because I didn't want to lose that one. So we're going to pick up the call. Brother Davis or Sister Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment? So happy to hear from you today.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Yes,
but I just wanted to add
yes,
to the
is.
Show. Brother Rod, that he was saying is the guy is Jethro Tull. It's about the book Back in Eden. It's about the third or fourth copy. If you could get an original, you would be on cloud nine. Me and my wife, we have an original, and I think we have the second and the third revised copies. They're exceptional books for herbs and that sort of thing. I also wanted to add, when the Europeans came to Kemet, they were coming from the ideology of words. Kemet's communication was built on syllables and sounds. When I say symbols, I mean, their writing was symbols and sounds. So there was an inherent disconnect in the beginning. See, that's why a lot of people fail to realize that in the books that they have written, a lot of the stuff had to be reinterpreted because they did not have the theories correctly. So if you don't have the words to understand what the sounds mean, you're changing the theory. That's why even the way they converted their religion, and they stole so much from Kemetology, the reason why it came out that way was because literally they were making a copy. They were not part of the original idea of it. And see, we must understand that that's where we are now in America. We have been so conditioned in Westernism that we don't really know how to connect with our culture. And when we have that opportunity to, some people think it requires too much work for us to put in the time. But when you do, your understanding starts to grow immediately because you are already connected to it on a higher level than you understand until you begin to go further. And the further you go, the higher you elevate. And the reason being is because now you open the doors so that you can start communicating those things you learn, and those things that you need to put the puzzle together will be given to you as towards your level of learning. And understand how I say that. I say the level of learning because if you're not doing the work, you won't get the pieces. That's why they can't give a child a gun. You give a child a gun, and the child might do anything. But if a person is doing the work...
No, man, Brother Davis, we lost you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to add that, brother.
We got you. No, you're back, Brother Davis. You were just talking about can't give a child a gun, and the reason why. Go ahead.
The reason why is because a child has no idea how to use it. That's why you got to put in the footwork to be able to open the door to some knowledge before the pieces can be added to you so that you can begin to see the picture and get the total ramification of the understanding. And you're already connected to it. So literally, it's
right,
a birthright,
right,
and you're entitled to it.
Right.
But if you don't do the work, like once I said, being in America, if you don't do the work, it will not come. You got to do something. All right, I just wanted to add that, brother.
Yeah, no, well said, Brother Davis. Well said, Roz. Definitely. That is so, so true. And, you know, it's very, very important that we be careful because we are creators. Whatever we speak gives energy to something. And this is why you sometimes it's better not to say anything. And then what you could do is you can do other things instead of speaking on them, because everything that we speak projects the overall power that we have that has been given to us out of love. That power is without control. No one can control you. The perception that you can be controlled, if you give into that, that means that you have decided for someone to control you. No one can control you. You can only decide if someone can. So it's very, very important that we be careful of what we speak, because before we even speak it, we think it, and that's the conjuring and the creating of things, and then we give a life form to it, then we nurture it further along. So it's very, very important. Very, very important. And our overall harmonic frequencies and our resonance is really the life force of us all. And it's so, so important. Brother Davis and Roz, and you'll hear Brother Bragg talk about it as well. It's very, very important. We have to. You have to take back who you truly are. It's not ownership of anything. Because whenever you say ownership, that means you give way to dominion. What it is control. Control is far more important. You shall control your every day, your every breath. Your energy force is yours. It's given to you in peace and love. How you decide to utilize it is on you. And you can be just as evil or just as loving. You can be as the great creator that gave you this and gave you the free will to do it, or you can be the great destroyer. It is all how you resonate. So, very important. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial. Was that Roz? Yeah, Roz. Hold on 1 second, bro. We'll come back to you. One second. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I'll see you in queue. I'm on the board, and we will definitely bring you up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We will definitely see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. My man, just before we went to the commercial break, Roz wanted to jump in, so I'm going to bring Roz back up. Roz, go ahead, brother. I think you wanted to jump back in.
Yes, I did. I wanted to say the author of the book Doomsday Medicine is a doctor. His name is Ralph LaGuardia. So that's the author of the text Doomsday Medicine. And then also, in reference to what you were talking about in terms of spells and stuff, I just wanted to put this out there really quick. It's something I discussed with Jerry on a few occasions, that rituals are just means of focusing your mental and spiritual energy to impregnate the universe, which is really the mother deity Nut. She's depicted as the universe itself, and you're impregnating her with your will. So your will gestates in her womb, which is nature or netter, and then she gives birth to what you impregnated her with. And that's ultimately all rituals are. Like, we think there's this big secret occult. No, it's not really a deep secret. Every step and process you go through in a ritual is all about focusing your mental and spiritual energy. Even when if you're a Christian and you go to church on Easter Sunday, that whole ritual in Easter is about focusing your mental and spiritual energy on the death and resurrection of the Creator, supposedly. That's what it's supposed to be about. But ultimately, we know that there's a much deeper layers to it, but ultimately supposed to focus that your mental and spiritual energy towards the realization of the ramifications of what death and resurrection is supposed to be about. So anything you do, especially if you do it regularly or if you do it cyclically, then that becomes a ritual of some sort. So don't ever get, fooled into thinking that, rituals are these deep things. They can be, depending on what form of spirituality you're practicing, but regardless of what form of spiritual practice you are in, it's just about focusing your spiritual energy, because we're all little gods, and that's what it's all about. You're trying to put what you want into the universe to impregnate the universe, and then you work with the universe so that she gives birth to what you're asking for. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Thanks again.
Always. That's why I love our people. It's why I love you all that participate in Black Talk Radio Network and in Tando. My peeps, mad love. So true. This is why the overall energy of our women are so important. And it is the key, the fundamental, because there's so many things that are in line with the overall. What you didn't create, now you get to enjoy. So why don't you create the sustainability and be a part of it all? But so often we try to destroy. But that's absolutely right. That's why I always say, as what Ra was saying. What was that?
I'm sorry. Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing. A big difference between, I would say, Kemetic spirituality and a lot of other ones is that in Kemet, we see the earth as a male deity. And in a lot of other traditional spirituality, they call the earth the Mother Earth.
We call
him Geb. And the universe we call Nut, because the mother carries and gestates the child, and the male is the child of the mother. The mother comes first, not the male. Like they teach you in Christianity, it's actually in reverse. So as a result, she encompasses, Nut encompasses the entire universe, including all of the male energy within herself. So she's the one we call the mother. And then because Geb gives of himself to sustain the creations on earth, we call him a male. And the reason why ties into the symbol for Ra, the circle in the center, the point in the center of the circle. And that's because the sun, when the Big Bang took place, the sun ejaculated pieces of itself, or it gave of itself to create the other 10 planets. So as those pieces dispersed and started to spiral around the sun, each set of debris became a planet in and of itself and started to spin around the sun. So when a man ejaculates, he's giving of himself, no different than the sun gave of itself in the form of an ejaculation or a big bang in order to seed the universe. Just like when a man ejaculates in his woman, he is, another minute form of a big bang, and he's giving of himself to facilitate the process of life beginning when the sperm meets the egg. So that's how we call the earth a male deity, because he's seeding, or he is seeded within his mother, Nut. And that's why they always show her giving birth to Ra in the morning from her vagina, and she swallows him at night, and he travels through her body at night, only to be born again from his mother in the day. So the mother is the universe. She encompasses everything, including the male. The man gives of himself to seed the mother so that she can gestate and give the universe life. That was the other thing I wanted to touch on. Thank you.
Hey, Brother Rob, could you tell him about the Ben Ben point?
Oh, yes. The Ben Ben is symbolized by the top of the pyramid. It used to be a golden capstone, or it would also be electrum, which is basically gold and silver combined. And when you look at it at the top of the pyramid, that's where the symbolism of the eye came from, because the eye not only processes and receives light, it also emits light. So your eyes are like little suns in and of themselves. The Ben Ben stone is also the place where Ta, which is the creator deity, or the deity involved in the Masonic lodges, he's the grand architect, as he's known. So he stood perpendicular on the square, and the mound that arose from the watery, well, in the Genesis, they say that the earth was water, and there was no place for God to stand. So Ta was the one who created that mound, and that mound is where the symbol of the pyramid comes from. It's where the first dry land on earth is said to have been, and that was said to have been in Kemet. Like Brother Bragg has talked about, the Giza pyramids are anchored to the center of the planet. Literally, Kemet and the Giza area specifically is the umbilical cord of the planet. So everything sprung from that area. That's probably the most important area as far as just where everything developed as far as life as we know it is concerned. And that is what our ancestors understood to be quite accurate. And that place is what gave us dry land. In Yoruba, they have a story of Olokun having a fight with Obatala. Obatala would be the equivalent of Asar, and Olokun would be the deep sea version of Yemaya, or also known as Oset in Kemet. And they said her power was so great that he had to chain her to the bottom of the ocean in order to keep her from overrunning the planet with water. And when he did so, that's what created dry land for all of the animals of land and the air to exist, was from him chaining her to the bottom of the ocean. And of course, the bottom of the ocean is where all the secrets of the planet are kept. When our ancestors were thrown overboard and fed to the sharks, their bodies sunk to the bottom of the ocean. When you swim and you go in there with a gold chain or something gold and it disappears and you don't know where it went and it went into the ocean, she's collected your goods. And there's stories of her giving her secrets in the form of discoveries that are found about this planet and about the inhabitants of this planet in the deep ocean. And then she's also a keeper of secrets by the things she collects that drops from the world above to the world of the unseen underwater. So, and again, water is also symbolic of woman, the amniotic fluid, the womb of the world. So this is all connected, and I think it should become more evident the importance of the woman, specifically the black woman, I wrote about all of this in an essay that was published a couple of years back. I'll give you that information, Brother Dave, if people want to read more.
Can I add something?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Now, the continent of Africa, from what he just told you, you should realize is rooted in, you look at the world as a map and the separations, you will see how Africa literally is a part of the outlining of every other continent that stems from that split. It's the only continent.
Yeah, it's the only one that's anchored. Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that, bro. Hey, look here, we come from the same school of thought. We got to talk someday.
Yes, sir. We did before. We got to do that again, good brother. Thanks for chiming in, too. Thank you.
And you know what's so important about this? By engaging in this, you see the falsehoods and the imitations that are used globally to keep people from resonating with the truth. But you can't see, the truth doesn't need you. You always need the truth. And this is so true. The different planets are definitely there are male and female versions of the planets, and the sun, when it's spewed, giving forth life. That is so true, as Ra articulated. And this is the key to it all. I'm gonna just tell you this, and the importance of that is here. This is the key to it all. Many things are hidden from where you, so that you won't know things that will be benefit to you, so that you'll get to back to your true creative form and your true creative abilities and talents. The sun. See, the sun going into a star that goes into supernova is how you get the overall precious elements that are needed for sustaining life throughout the world. And when a star goes into supernova, depending on how big that star is and its ejaculation, when it goes into supernova and explodes, the bigger the star, the heavier the star, the more silver that it emits. And silver is the key to life. I'm going to tell you this. And I told people in our conversation, just from the turn point of the biblical standing, there are a lot of things that are intentionally not given. If you look at all of these different stories, what Roz was talking about is also the Greeks had imitated and stole it and created their own version, and this is with a part of Poseidon and everything else. And the key to this whole thing is that the overall position and the overall importance of the universe and importance of the women is so important, because a land without men is conquered. A land without women is barren. There is no life form. And the key to this whole thing is that, remember, just from a biblical standpoint, so that you can do some of your own research and see where this really comes from, it wasn't so-called the man that was created first. It was actually the overall universal woman that was first, and Roz was right. Here's how you know. Let there be light was in Genesis 1. But see, because of what we get schooled with, we don't know really what it was. What is that light form? What is that light? The overall bearers and seeder of life. Man, it's so this is this.
Oh, Brother Dave.
It's when you start to resonate. Yeah, I heard someone. Go ahead. Was that Ross?
Yeah, it was me. My bad. I just wanted to say, speaking to what you were just talking about with the Big Bang, that's why they say we are all star people, because it's those pieces of leftover pieces of the stars that make up the planets, which make up us. And King Tut has a dagger.
Right.
He has a dagger that's made out of iron that is not from this planet. It is the hardest form of iron ever found, and it was interstellar iron that was made to make this dagger. He also had an amulet that he would wear on the chest plate, and in the center of the amulet was a yellow scarab. That yellow scarab was made out of an intergalactic meteorite. So African people, Kemetic people, and a lot of other tribes are very familiar with interstellar rocks and how to work with those things. Also,
which has the highest, this is why if a meteorite goes in your backyard, you're going to get all kinds of people running in quarantine, because it has the highest form of precious metals the highest content of precious metals. It's basically all precious metals. Hey, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here because there's a new show that's coming on. Melanin Root is coming on, so Melanated Root. So we got to get out of here a little bit earlier so that they can get going and set up. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Brother Bragg, if you could chime us out of here. We got to get out of here for the next show, new show. Definitely y'all hang around. For those of you that are in the trading 30 minutes after, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.